The buttons on this bench will play a selection of recordings from the Essex Sound and Video Archive. There are 6 recordings in total, 3 on each button, mainly memories of Chelmsford people. Press the button at any time to go on to the next recording. First, some childhood memories of Frieda Oddie, née Hans, who was born in 1925.
And, of course, in the summertime, parents used to give us a bit of bread and jam and a bottle of water, and we used to go past Hoffman's out into the Broomfield Fields where there were no avenues, and it was fields from the railway lines in Mill Lane right over to Greenways. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
The only house that was there was a house right in the middle of the fields, and it is still there, but tucked away behind 7th Avenue. And we could go down there, and we could play down there all day, and there was never any worry. The only thing was where Hoffman's car park is, or I should say the university car park is now, it was marshy ground. And we had to be very careful there. Kingcups used to grow there, beautiful marsh marigolds. And from like the cycle track where it is now, right over to the river, that first field was marsh, ponds and little marsh. I suppose really you would call it more of a water meadow. That was part of our playground. Mm-hmm. It was marvellous. Every Saturday when we were in Marconi Road until I was about 11, we used to go down the town all together on a Saturday evening. And of course then High Street was chock-a-block. I mean, it was crowded. There was no cars or anything like that. My sister used to have a quarter of chocolate eclairs, and I used to have a quarter of peppermints. And then we used to go down to a little baker's shop in Battle Road, and I used to have a cheesecake, and I can't think what my sister had. Do you remember what she said she had, Jack?
Yeah, what she said.
She had something like a macaroon or something like that. And inevitably, my sister used to be with my father, and I used to be with my mother. We never ended up home together because there were so many crowds that you lost each other. I can remember, even when I was at the high school, sometimes I used to walk home with a friend down Richard Lane, and the men used to be standing outside Hoffman's on the opposite side of the road, just waiting for Hoffman, somebody to come out and say, we've got a morning's work, can somebody come, or an afternoon's work. And they literally used to be 40 to 50 men. Okay. And this was repeated through the town. Mm. It wasn't until the war started that we got back to full employment.
Press the button to listen to the next recording.